And with their prayer, they say amen. So there are so many things in the Quran that are there in the Bible, as well as so many similarities between the teachings of Muhammad and Jesus. So my question is, I was wondering if Prophet Muhammad, he knew Jesus Christ, or did he have a copy of the Holy Bible? I'm a Christian and I firmly believe in Lord Jesus Christ, but I kept on wondering about these things, that what exactly happened. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, it's obvious. God is not bringing any further revelation, and the Quran was written about 600 A.D., about 600 years or 500 years after the Bible was finished. And there were copies of the Bible available, and the early church had the whole Bible. And so unquestionably, the writer of the Quran would have had a copy of the Bible. That's why he picked out certain individuals like Abraham and Jesus and so on, and included them in his writings, and some of the principles and so on he mingled into his writings. Not unlike, for example, you pick up the Book of Mormon that was written maybe 100 years ago or something, and you'll find that there are many expressions in there that came out of the Bible, because the writer of that particular book also had access to the Bible. But the Bible is the authority. The Bible is the Word of God. These others are just writings of men. And just because there are references to many things that are in the Bible, that doesn't make them true or trustworthy in any sense at all. The Bible is the authority. The Bible tells us exactly how all of these things interrelate with each other.
Okay, and I also heard that the angel Gabriel, he spoke to Prophet Muhammad, and Ishmael, he was taken for that slaughter by Abraham. So,
yes, but you see, there are two things that could have been happening. One is that the writer of the book that he is writing wants to authenticate what he is writing, trying to show that indeed this is a supernatural book, and so he can write about a dream he had or what he had a vision directly from God, or if it truly was supernatural, they simply were being plagued by Satan, who is able to break the silence between the natural and the supernatural, and who comes as an angel of light, as a messenger of light. And of course that would to establish another kind of a religion that would not be in agreement altogether with the Bible, that would please Satan very, very greatly. So just because there may have been a supernatural event included in this, that doesn't give it any more authority at all. In fact, if it actually was supernatural, it is a warning. Look out, this is not the Word of God at all.
Okay, and two real quick questions. I've heard so many questions about the church age. Now, I exactly personally, I don't know what the church age is, and what's the meaning of a church age, and where is it
in
the Bible?
That's just a phrase that we use to indicate that God has a very carefully laid out plan for his gospel to evangelize the world. The Old Testament era was a time that was pointing to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the harvest that came forth out of all the major harvest that came forth out of all the ministration of the Old Testament. Everything in the Old Testament, the burnt offerings, the blood sacrifices, all the ceremonial laws, we're all pointing to the coming of Christ. All right, that's one age or one season. The Bible talks about times and seasons. Then there was the season of of the church age, the New Testament church, because through the New Testament church, God developed his whole plan to evangelize the world. You remember that hundreds and hundreds of years went by during the church period of the church age or the church season when people were illiterate and when there were no Bibles available except to just a very few who would be sent out to teach what was in the Bible. And that was God's methodology for reaching out into the world with the gospel. Then there came a time, and that coincided with an explosion in population that we have in our day, that God began his third season, namely the season of the latter rain, the season when the gospel is coming from heaven and going out not under the custodianship, the stewardship of churches and congregations, but just through individuals as they share the gospel. God works through that gospel to save those that he wishes to save. And this is a very, very...
L'écran noir de Yaoundé plongé dans le noir.
Le festival s'est achevé hier soir. Cette année, il a récompensé l'acteur gabonais Philippe Maury. Mais la cérémonie de clôture a failli être gâchée par une panne de courant d'Alila Beritane.
La fête avait très bien commencé quand soudain survient le délestage tant redouté des Camerounais. Et la prestigieuse salle du Palais des Congrès se trouve plongée dans le noir plus de 60 minutes.
Un programme, c'est ce que c'est du sabotage en quelque sorte.
C'est pas triste, c'est le moment.
Il y a quand même beaucoup de paramètres.
Si sabotage il y a eu, il n'aura pas réussi à gâcher la soirée. Le comédien gabonais Philippe Maury, 74 ans, un demi-siècle de cinéma africain derrière lui, est monté sur scène recevoir le prix de ce festival, l'écran bleu.
I'm hopeful that we will actually begin to make some sensible choices, I'm sure, of course, for a very different kind of energy future as a result.
But are you hopeful that governments will really put in place the kind of policies that we need? I mean, do you think, for example, that on aviation, which is the fastest source of greenhouse gas emissions, this government is not just going to try and put it into the emissions trading system and the current system as it is now, but frankly that's going to make very little difference to aviation. Is it really going to consider a tax on aviation fuel? Is it really going to push that internationally? Is it going to put regulations on business? Because this government has felt so shy of doing anything that's going to upset business that I have very little hope that it's actually going to deliver on this.
What is your proposal to solve the problem of aviation intelligence?
One proposal, I think, if we're going to go down the line of emissions trading system,
Zip code 0100 road. As I've encountered, so would prefer to fax us. The number is area code for Royal Mentally. 3906-3317. And now back to the news of today. It is not an
très fort de Jean-Paul II, Laborem Exercens, en 1981, qu'il ne faut pas oublier la dimension subjective du travail. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Eh bien, tout simplement, que le travail, c'est toujours une personne qui l'accomplit. Et que dès lors, la personne est la mesure de la dignité du travail. Et on voit là comment l'Église veut vraiment affirmer aujourd'hui.
كنت أيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخاف من قوم المشركين خيانة لعهودهم خاصة في الأوقات الحرجة فما عليك إلا أن ترمي بمعاهدتهم معك إليهم وتنبئهم أن الحرب بيننا وبينكم قائمة فعليكم أن تستعدوا للمواجهة لأن الله لا يحب الخائنين أولي المعاهدات ولا يحب المتربصين وهو في حقيقة الأمر من أنقى أخلاق الحروب والمعاهدات الدولية التي أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى بها نبيه وبالتبع المسلمين ليلتزموا بها في حروبهم. الفترة الخامسة أمر الله تعالى المسلمين للإعداد للحروب بكل ما استطاعوا وبكل ما أوتوا من قوة بوسائل وإمكانات وسلاح وقوة الخيل آنذاك وهو ما يقابله الآن مختلف الأسلحة المتطورة كما بين لهم أن النصر مرهون قبل ذلك بتقوى الله تعالى وبالالتزام بطريقه وبنصرته وبإخلاص لسبيله ثم باتخاذ
تنسلبينا لصباغ البراج هنا في تونس تحسي نهاركم طيب هذه واحدة من المواهب التونسية اللي قاعدة تعمل في إشعار سوا يعني محل قبل ما تشوفوها على واحد من البرامج وقدس كثر الحرقة في القنوات العربية اللي تكتشف المواهب ميزت وألقت وثبت الموهبة نتاعها درة الفورسي درة الفورسي اللي قبل ما تسافر وكل ما تسافر بنيك هذيك كانت عندها أعمال في تونس حبيت نسمعكم شمس أيامي بكلماتها الهادي علي لحنها الأستاذ منظر بركوس
website at whr.org. That's whr.org. For complete information on our station and rate specials, contact World Harvest Radio today. You can email us at whratlasc.com. That's whratlasc.com. Or write us 61300 Ironwood Road, South Bend, Indiana, 46614.
بن غاليين كان مادة تحويلية في الحقيقة لكثير من فلسفة الاتحاد البريطانية صحيفة الأوبزيرفر مثلا قالت أن الأنباء التي أشارت إلى أن المعتقلين ربما كانا يحاولان تصنيع قنبلة سيانيد أي مادة ثانية ربما لا تكون غير دقيقة. صديقتي المتحدة أخرت نفس الموضوع وقالت إن الجيران يقولون من هو العاقل الذي يقوم بتصنيع قنبلة سيانيد في منزل والدي، تشير إلى استبعاد هذه الفرضية. الشأن الإيراني نور أيضا كان حاضرا في الصحف البريطانية. الديلي تيليغراف قالت في مقال بعنوان الإيرانيون مختلفون حول الحوار مع الشيطان الأكبر إن عرض واشنطن إجراء مفاوضات مشروطة مع إيران إن هي تخلت عن تخصيب الأورانيوم أثار على ما يبدو خلافا في أوساط الإيرانيين، بينما أشارت الأوبزيرفر إلى مواصفتها باستجابة الإيرانيين لتلويح الأمريكيين بوقف زيتون.
طبعا في ضوء تصريحات الرئيس الإيراني بأنه يتعجل في الحكم على حزمة الحوافز المطروحة على إيران.
طبعا طبعا في الموضوع المحلي البريطاني أيضا تطرق الصحف اليوم ظاهرة حياز الطلاب المدارس للأسلحة البيضاء. أدى حيازتها إلى تزايد الجريمة المستخدمة فيها هذه الأسلحة وخاصة المخاوف في صفوف الطلاب غير البريطانيين.
CHU Canada, temps universel coordonné, 4 heures, 59 minutes.
4 hours, 59 minutes.